Hi, I'm Chris Muckley, and I'd like to welcome Lizzie Kaplan to the KCRW studios. Lizzie is a gifted actress who you have seen in many movies and TV shows, including Mean Girls, Bachelorette, Party Down, New Girl, and True Blood, just to name a few. Hi, Lizzie.
Hello.
And we're so happy to have you here.
It's very nice in your lovely basement. You treat people right here.
Today, as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project, we would like to shift the focus onto you and discover the songs that have inspired you over the years. So without further ado, tell us about your first song.
If I had to pick a song that's my favorite song in the world, it would probably be this. It would have to be this. It brings me back to like childhood stuff, sure, but it's one of those songs that I've had so many strange experiences with, like these kind of magical moments. I was with this boy once, and it was like we just started hanging out, and we were going on a date to the movies, and he was asking me what my favorite song was, and I said, I guess it's the Wait by the band. And we like pulled up to the movie theater, and it just started raining, like downpour, crazy rain, and we stayed in the car for a second, and The Wait came on the radio, and we totally were late for the movie because we just sat there and listened to the whole thing in the rain. It was like super romantic, and I was like, well, clearly this is the man I will marry because this is the most romantic thing that's ever happened.
Are you still in contact with him?
I think it ended like a week and a half later, probably. When I saw the lyrics, I think, are pretty personal, actually, so they don't make a lot of sense to me. Like, I think I read that all the people that they talk about in this song are actual people that the band knew, and it just is like, I think it's when you hear a singer of a song that you love talking about his life in this cryptic enough way that it makes sense for a song, you just can imagine who these people are and like, what do they do when they hang out with each other, and I'm gonna go hang out with my friends, and then maybe one day they'll write a song, it'll be about me, and da 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 da.
So it's kind of about personal relationships and making the people in the song maybe be related to the people in your life or transferring
them. Yes, I have a definite goal to at some point have somebody write a song that has something to do with me, because that's the other joy of driving around in your car listening to music. You can just pretend every song's about you. And that is narcissism.
That was The Wait by the band. Okay, tell us about your next song.
We will be listening to The Ballad of Jim Jones by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. And for me, like, I'm not a huge fan of going to see live shows. I prefer to just kind of drive around in my car and listen to music and pretend like I'm in a movie, which I think is a fairly common way to do it. And this song, for me, whenever it comes up on my shuffle or whatever, it's like it transports me to the movie that I want to write in my brain. But then I think in that movie Dig about the Brian Jonestown Massacre, I think they made it pretty clear that they don't do soundtracks or anything. So it remains fully in my brain, but it's a really good song to drive around to. I preach Buddha to Allah and Jim. I turn to Jesus and stay there.
And that was The Ballad of Jim Jones by the Brian Jonestown Massacre, as chosen by our guest DJ, Lizzie Kaplan. Tell us about your next song.
My next song is The Boy in the Bubble by Paul Simon. And this song is super important to me and to my family. This was my mother's favorite song, who passed away when I was a kid. And we play it in all sort of important moments in our family, and it just really reminds us of her, so it's a bittersweet thing, but I'm just really happy that my mom's favorite song happened to be an amazing song. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to a song. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying.
These are the days of miracles and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry.
That was The Boy in the Bubble from Paul Simon. The next one, I'm really excited about your next song because I love the Elephant Six Collective. So tell me about that one.
Well, that whole the In the Aeroplane Over the Sea album remains like one of my all-time favorite records. It's just perfect. That album, it was very difficult to try to pick which song because I'm just such a huge Neutral Milk Hotel fan. And so I went Holland 1945 because it's a Holocaust song that you can dance to. The whole album has Holocaust themes in it. This one, I think it's the easiest to kind of figure out. It's about Anne Frank on top of, I think, a couple other personal things. But it is dark, man. This is like a really, really dark song about Anne Frank and the Holocaust and everybody dying around her and her family dying. And yet, you kind of want to jump up and down when you listen to it. Maybe that's just the Jew in me that can now enjoy dancing to a song about a completely horrific thing.
It's Holland 1945 from Neutral Milk Hotel. And for your last pick, I see that you chose some Joe Cocker. Tell us about I Think It's Going to Rain Today.
This song, I used to listen to the Bette Midler version of it, which was on the Beaches soundtrack. I'm sure you know that. You probably had that tape yourself.
I've seen the movie, I'll admit.
Of course. I mean, come on. But the Bette Midler version of this song is actually completely heartbreaking and really, really sad. And when I was a kid, during a dark period in my life, I remember listening to that on my little boombox, the Bette Midler version, and just crying. But it was a very cathartic, beautiful song. And then when I heard the Joe Cocker version, it's such a more uplifting version of it. And so when I listen to this version of I Think It's Gonna Rain Today, I get happy instead of sad.
Scarecrow's dressed in the latest style.
Was there a reason that the Bette Midler song, that her version of it made you sad? Was it a period in your life or just the emotion that it evoked?
It was, well, beyond the fact that Beaches is a very sad movie, it wasn't actually about Beaches. It was just like some terrible kind of personal crisis going on in my young life that happened to coincide with me owning that tape and a boombox. And so I think it was less about the song, even though it is a very sad song, and more about where I was at. And now, like, with the different version of it, the Joe Cocker version of it, I think it's maybe with, like, the gospel singers or something, it just makes you want to enjoy life instead of curl up in your childhood bedroom and, you know, write terrible poetry in your diary.
Do you do that?
I did it when I was a kid. I mean, I'm a girl.
I Think It's Gonna Rain Today by Joe Cocker, as picked by our guest DJ Lizzie Kaplan here at KCRW.com.
I really want to do this again with, at least, I gotta put like a girl on here, you know, something. This is crazy, it's such a limited list.
Alright, so maybe all girl bands next time and all hip-hop the next time.
Great, so I'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Same place, perfect.
Lizzie, thank you so much for joining us today at KCRW.com.
Thank you.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.